This is a testimony by a 29-year-old male for the U-Turn Drop-In Center.
I have been frequently attending the U-Turn Drop-In Center over the past several months. My experience here has been nothing but exemplary. The atmosphere between the facility itself as well as the people working provides an excellent place for individuals such as myself to come and hash out their daily struggles with addiction. Tammy and Jeff not only give themselves to the group, but also to people one-on-one. I have participated in one-on-one sessions with Jeff during which we would talk much more in an intimate setting. This has allowed me to make connections with someone outside the walls of my addiction. I personally, as well as many other addicts that I have met, have issues when starting to reconnect with the world post-drugs and alcohol use. We have spent much of our time focusing on ourselves that we have forgotten some of the basic fundamental elements that make up human relations. Jeff is not the only one who provides this, as Tammy does for the women. I can personally say that I have greatly benefited from this interaction. Along with the drop-in portion of the center, they also play host to multiples of groups, which may include but are not limited to Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Al-Anon, Nar-Anon, as well as outside speakers. All these programs can help to provide a solid foundation to any addiction. Each group is run on the basis of a 12-step. Not only does the U-Turn provide a space for these groups to come in and share, it also runs a 12-step group in specific. As a member of this 12-step group, I have been lucky enough to take part in serious sharing and healing. Jeff and Tammy attending the sessions and serves as strong counsel for the sharing that is provided, as well as sharing their own experiences. Although they serve as this counsel, they do not govern the group. We, as a whole, have a responsibility to maintain ourselves. I believe that if it wasn't for this 12-step work, my life today would not be one of responsibility, but instead would be on a path of self-destruction and regret. In conclusion, the center stands as a beacon of hope for those who want it. It is a cornerstone for the recovery community that comes through its four walls. It may sound as if I'm inflating my comments, but credit must be given where it is due, and it's certainly due here. So much is done for so many here that my only hope could be that more could and would attend if given the knowledge.
Thank you.